Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With a wish for people's life will be brighter and people have more hope to the future, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. We often hear the word the light and shadow of the heart. This word could be familiar for the Jung psychology. And in another word, from the Buddhist term, Buddhist side, we could say internal hell and internal Buddha. We can be internal God. People in general are not aware of the internal Buddha, internal hell, or the light and shadow. But how the internal Buddha and internal hell are affecting to our life? And what is the state of the heart like when the internal Buddha appears and when the internal hell appears? And what are the way of living like? Well, there is a quote by Saicho, who is the founder of the Japanese Tendai Buddhist school, which is the holistic Buddhist school, much before the Honen, Dogen, those masters. Well, anyway, his quote is like this: the one who receives will reverse to the hell, and the one who gives rebirth to the heaven. Well, this is showing the direction where the one goes, on the way to hell or on the way, not on the way, above, even above the heaven, to the pure land, the infinite joy land. This give and receive are not about the material or the action, because if this is material, this is the words which the priest can never say. You know why? The priests are the people who are receiving foods, etc., by donation. Well, something related to this, I remember the story of Shakyamuni. One guy asked a mean question to Shakyamuni Buddha. I am farming. I am planting seed and cultivating and harvesting, and how I'm living. Shakyamuni Buddha answered, my faith is a planting seed. My practice is cultivating. And I am harvesting the fruit of the spirit. Well, the Buddhist law in Japan, well, the form is like a farm, and it is called the known form, the happiness farm law. I'm not sure if this is related to the story, but every time I see the law and remind the name, This reminds me of this story of Shakyamuni Buddha. Well, let's get back to the subject. The quote of the Saicho is not about matters, not about food or whatever action. It's about energy in the field. The field means that space when you are with other people. Or field can be also the world that you recognize, or your life. The energy relationship you and the world or life or the people is a field. It's only a two kind of the energy you will be sending out. It's clearly to be able to recognize when you are with other people. It's only two kinds of the energy. One is the giving energy, and the other one is not. Giving energy is to always be ready to do something for others or caring other people. No time to think about yourself. Energy of the field, the heart of the or feeling of other people, not in a nervous way, but with a loving care way, is the main interest for you. So with relaxing and with warmth, this is energy of the giving. And in case if you are not in that state when you are with other people, unconsciously you are your main interest is about yourself. If both people are like this, it could be no problem. Both of them are just interested about themselves. But in case if the one is a giver, the giving energy, and if the other one is not, what will happen? The one who is not giving energy will suck the energy of the giver, subconsciously and automatically, and endlessly until the other person, the other one also be a state of the heart of the giving. The state of the heart of the giving is what Saicho said, the giver will go to heaven. And state of the heart of the receiver or taker or sucker, whatever, is the one who Saicho said will reverse to hell, is on the way. Well, usually receiver doesn't realize this, but this pattern of the heart will not change. So when this person, the receiver, be by him or herself, what will happen? If it's giver, the giver knows that this giving energy, by this giving energy, and knows that unconsciously the future is good. And based on this expectation, with intuition that the future will be good, and based on this intuition, the positive intuition, automatically we image the future, because this positive energy could create a good future. But if the receiver or taker of the energy are not able to have a good image for the future, and subconsciously does not want, think that the future won't be positive because of the own energy, so will not visualize positive image, will not be able to visualize positive energy, so doesn't think about the future, or just expect that something good happen, and if something wrong happen, put oneself, think that he or she is the victim of the society. By receiving energy from others, or sucking energy, sounds like temporary, well, good, but doesn't make that one lead, doesn't lead to the happy future. How to train yourself to be a giver? Strongly wish happiness of all beings as your own responsibility. Repeatedly pray, chant mantra with repeatedly, with visualizing the image of the Great Spirit, and let it be that your subconscious attitude of your subconsciousness to the life, to the world, and to other people. I do wish you will be the giver and start to create the positive life for yourself and others. May you and people around you and people in the world transform the subconsciousness and be a giver, be a creator of the positive life, and that's what manifests the internal Buddha, the internal God, the great spirit of the universe.